It's not every day you come across a lost play from a master of 16th century literature, but that's what happened to a professor at Syracuse University's Department of Languages, Literatures, and Linguistics. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
Alejandro Garcia Reedy, an assistant professor of Spanish at SU, was studying plays from 16th and 17th century Spain when he came across documents that indicated there was a lost play written by Lope de Vega, one of Spain's great authors from that era. When he found a play with the same name in a catalog at the Spanish National Library in Madrid, he put the pieces together.
I was able to identify the handwriting of the person who had copied the manuscript that we have. And it turned out that it was the same, the head of the same company that we know that had performed that play around 1614, 1615. And at the same time, I analyzed the style, the type of verses used in the play, and they all fit the way that this playwright was writing plays around 1613 and 1614.
And that was enough for Garcia Reedy and other experts to conclude that the play, Mujeres y Criados, in English, Women and Servants, was in fact the lost text written by Lope de Vega in 1614.
To find another play by him is like finding another play by Shakespeare.
Garcia Reedy says the play is a comedy that pits two women against the social mores of the time. The women love two working men, while their father wants them to marry more influential and wealthy suitors. Here, Garcia Reedy reads from the text.
Don Pedro está muy bien, Violante, porque si despacio toma sus partes el pensamiento, volveráse un alma loca.
It's lots of fun because of the way the women are in charge of the situation and they're able to make fools out of the other men, how they're able to bring in their lovers into their own house with their father agreeing with having them inside. So it's very female dominant as far as the play goes.
These strong female characters were something that the theater of the time embraced.
Showing the audience how women could be in charge of their own life, of their own love, and that even if the social conventions dictated certain things, that women in the end were able many times to achieve their own desire.
Only about 300 of an estimated 1,500 plays penned by Lope de Vega have survived, as well as thousands of sonnets and a handful of novels, novellas, and epic poems. Garcia Reedy says this and other plays by the author can still resonate with audiences today.
He's more prolific than Shakespeare, and in some ways his plays are deeper, more comic than some of Shakespeare's plays. So there's a lot that he has to offer to a contemporary audience.
So what's next?
I'm currently working on an annotated edition of the play, which should come out late this spring. And there's a professional company in Spain, Fundación Siglo de Oro, that's preparing a up-to-date performance of this text sometime in 2015. So 400 years after it was first performed, it'll be back on stage.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.